An electricity utility that serves Washington and Oregon says, step right up, don't be shy, when it comes to proper setup for your marijuana grow operation. Pacific Power says it's traced a series of outages this year to indoor pot farms. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
The thing is, it takes a lot of electricity to grow pot indoors. Lights and ventilating fans are some of the biggest culprits. In the past, some utilities have cooperated with law enforcement to target homes with suspicious amounts of electric use. But Pacific Power spokesman Tom Gaunt says that era is pretty much over.
Something someone's entitled to do, able to do, not an issue with anyone needing to hide anything. And we just want people to be safe.
Pacific Power is now urging aspiring marijuana growers to seek help from electricians and the utility before they ramp up their power use. Gaunt says the utility has billed some customers upwards of $5,000 after their grow ops overloaded electrical equipment and caused neighborhood outages. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.